You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
A lot of people have told us the bumper solves the signal strength problem.
We simply ask them to repudiate racist acts.
This was that is a part of the revamping of
his huge
F you
world famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Right there, man, that's worth the price of admission. Where truth is our bitch and where we go anywhere for that bitch. 877-877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, and join us online at philhendryshow.com, a community of Phil Hendry Show fans at philhendryshow.com, where all of our BSP people are watching a live video of our show right now, listening behind the scenes to Jason and me and Charles, listening to me cuss up a storm before the show goes on the air for our pre-feed. And then, of course, we have a five-day video archive. You can go back and watch the last 5 days of our show. You can get downloads of each day's show online at our website. You can also get downloads of archive material and lots more to come, philhendryshow.com. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. And I want to mention our affiliate spotlight tonight, which we failed to mention at the beginning of the show, but we're very happy to get to it now. Affiliate spotlight tonight on Los Angeles, KTLK 1150 AM, our great affiliate flagship in Los Angeles, and in St. George, Utah, KZNU 1450 AM. Very happy and proud to have you guys on our network. We are going to talk about BP. We actually were going to talk about this last night, but we got really sidetracked. There's a million things going on. Last night with Raj Fanin, Ted Bell is going to join us here from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and this is our Ted's of Beverly Hills segment, so let's hear from Ted right now. And I know that he's at the restaurant tonight in Beverly Hills, California. Ted, how you doing?
Good, Phil, and thank you for having Ted Bell on tonight and making me a part of the Phil Hendry Show. And we are going to talk about British Petroleum, but we got good steaks here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I hate to talk about oil and steak, but, you know.
It's not very appetizing, is it?
No, it is not very appetizing, but that's the name of the game these days. And I certainly, Phil, am grateful to be on your program this evening to talk about this. I want to say, from our restaurant and from the many customers that we've talked to and the many people that have come through the door here over the last several days, none happier was the crowd of people that we had in the restaurant last night. And just about all of them were talking about the fact that this well got tapped, that the BP well got tapped, and that's what they were discussing.
If you wouldn't mind, Ted, for just a second, I wanted to get to the story because we've got some audio that we're going to play for everybody. We have President Obama, who is weighing in on a couple of things concerning this. And we also, as you mentioned, we had the story yesterday that once the well was capped, we had the price of BP stock going up.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, and because I'm going to want to talk to you off the air about a couple of things. And
well, what do you want to? You don't want to talk about it now?
Well, what you mentioned right there, I want to get clear, and I thought because I had been on the air, I'd been on the phone with David G. Hall, who's your vice president of syndication, and I had told him what you and I were going to talk about, and I told him about my own personal problems, and I'm a little disappointed, I guess.
I'm sorry.
You brought up the stock price.
Right. What do you want to? Okay. We were going to discuss the.
Let me tell you what is. Let me tell you, Phil. Before we get too further into it, I'll tell you what I want to talk about, and then you tell me what you wanted to talk about.
Go ahead.
Well, I have an ongoing agreement with your program. I buy airtime on your program. I know a lot of people in the media, and I'm very happy to know a lot of people in the media because I am a restaurateur, I'm a businessman, but I also like to know what's going on. And I think any man who's in business, any woman that's in business, to be successful, I think you need to know the state of the world that you're living in. At 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon, I went on your website, and I saw a story that said the following. BP capping well, stock prices rise. I looked at the time that you put that story up, and it was early in the afternoon. And that's when I got on the phone with David. And what has this got to do with your audience? Well, here's what it has to do with your audience. I think we all have friends and we all have business associates. You don't want to dislike a friend, and I consider Phil Hendry to be my friend.
Thank you, Ted.
But that's why I am disappointed, and I don't know what it was you were trying to do to me. But
What was I trying to do to you?
That's a question that I would answer. You're the only one that can answer that. You understand, Phil, that what I do is I'm a capitalist. I make money and I hire people. I'm part of the business class. You and most of the people listening are part of that working class, and there's nothing wrong with that. We need you. But why would you do that? That's what I was going to ask you, but I realized I probably caught you off guard.
Why would I do what? You need to be...
Why would you post a story about British Petroleum capping the well and the fact that the stock price has fallen or has risen and you never once picked the phone up to tell me?
I didn't know that was something you wanted me to do.
I buy time on your show. I am a sponsor. I hire people. I am part of a capitalist class in America and around the world that hires and expands business. I hire people. I expand my capital. I invest my capital into capital improvement so that I can get other people to work. And I need all the information I can get.
Well, Ted...
I'm not saying anything because I suddenly find myself I'm very angry.
You're angry at me for not calling you personally and telling you that BP's had capped the oil well, and I don't hear what happened.
I don't know.
Well, call him back, will you please? Because we've still got time before the break.
Right.
Did he hang up on me? We're talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. He's the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, and obviously he's a sponsor of our show. Now, yes, we got information yesterday, as you all did, that BP had capped the well, and I don't know whether any of you noticed the story, but I did, that the price of BP stock was beginning to make a rebound. In other words, people were investing back in British Petroleum stock. The company looked like it was going to be on the rise again. You got him, bud?
Yeah.
Mr. Bell?
Yeah.
Ted, I mean...
I got to tell you something. I am so... Boy, I've got to get some kind of a deal on this because you knew that British Petroleum stock was going up.
Ted, I didn't know that I was your stockbroker.
You're not my stockbroker, but you're a member of the media. I know people in the media. I know a lot of people in the media. I know all the guys from... I know Fritz Coleman. I know Fred Rogan. I know Ann Martin. I know them all. I know everybody in local Los Angeles media. And I could call them, but I rely on you.
And you rely on me to what?
If you've got information like that, and you know that I'm a member of the business class, meaning I hire people, I need to know that British Petroleum stock is going up so I can buy. As it turned out, Marcy's family, and you know that Marcy's father and mother both are in the investment business.
Yeah.
Her father bought himself a pantload of that stock. And I got, they were at dinner last night. These are things you don't know.
Your in-laws came for dinner.
Yeah, but these are things I don't tell you. They came over for dinner, and the entire meal, her father kept glancing up at me with that and you know the kind of smile.
No, I don't know the kind of smile.
But yes, you do know the kind of, like, when a guy looks at you like, man, you are one stupid blank, blank, blank. And I'm I'm gonna be very serious with you, Mr. Hendry.
All right, look, I don't mean to laugh, but I got to tell you, when you saw
that the BP stock was going up, you should have put a call into me so that I could place a purchase order. See, this doesn't mean anything to you and to a lot of the people that listen to your program and to a lot of the people that work with you and to a lot of the people that you may socialize with. It doesn't mean anything to you. It doesn't mean anything to you because you don't really operate a very big business, if you operate a business at all. You are not an individual that everyone looks to hire people. You're not an individual that people look to buy supplies like I do. Guys like me, see, I'm Ted Bell, and the name Ted Bell in this part of the world means jobs, stakes, you know, Ted Bell. And that means economy. When you see news that says British Petroleum, their stock price is going up, and you don't recognize that as significant, it's because when you're off, Phil, you're bowling, you're drinking beer, you're sleeping. When I'm off, I'm never off. I gotta think, I gotta sweat, I've gotta worry. My guts are in my throat. And then you don't tell me about stock price going up. And that's just one more bitter pill I've got to swallow. And so that's why I hung the phone up. That's how angry I am.
I apologize, okay?
Well, it's not doing me any good. It doesn't do me any good, you apologizing. What you need to do is spend less time talking to these people on the website and all of this Facebook. Spend less time with that. And less time with that Twitter, and more time sitting down and finding out what I need. And I had the discussion with David Hall.
I can't become your stockbroker.
I'm not asking you to become my stockbroker. I'm simply asking you that when you get news like that, you pick up the phone and call me. BP stock went up. I didn't buy. That's on you. That's not me.
877-876-PHIL. I did tell him I didn't hang up on him. 877-876-PHIL. When British Petroleum stock started on the rise yesterday, were you guys aware of it? And had you been aware of it, would you have called your boss or called someone you knew with money to buy British Petroleum stock to help them make money so they could have more hiring power? That's what Ted Bell is talking about right now. That members of the working class, we got to look out for guys like him. And when BP stock started climbing yesterday after capping the well, and he didn't find out about it, he blames me. 877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
We are on the air right here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm talking to Phil Hendry. I want to be very clear. I am not saying I'm better than anybody else, but I am a VIP, and I need the information.
Hold on.
Do you want to put our meat in your mouth?
There's just, you know, not enough time.
All right, hold on. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. The price of British Petroleum stock today was $37.10. I don't know what it was 2 days ago. I've asked for that, and we don't have it yet.
Well, you know, it was a lot lower.
That's impossible. British Petroleum stock was $36.10 two days ago before the well was capped. The well was capped yesterday. Now, give me the price of this stock before this well was capped, please.
Well, yeah, you're right. It was $37.10. It didn't go up $1 because they capped the well. But here's the thing that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the idea that is David Hall.
Well, let's get David on the line here. David, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, and I'm trying to figure out what it is you're trying to say, Phil. Ted, I think, is being very clear. He's saying that He is a sponsor. He's a member of the capitalist class, which is the business class.
And I know. These are the guys that make the jobs.
Right. When you have information about the price of stock, then, and I got the low was $35.89 after the cap. It went to $39.43 today. Well, that still doesn't answer your question.
No, it doesn't. I asked what was the price before the cap, and I still can't get it.
Here's the thing, Phil. I knew that the price was going up, and you didn't say anything to me.
Right.
That's what we're trying to figure out.
I didn't say anything to him. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to call him up? And
yes, if you knew.
All right, let me get to a phone call here, because this individual, I don't know if it's a woman or a man. Jackie, you've got a very good point. How about a stockbroker? Is this Jackie?
Yes, this is Jackie. Hi,
Jackie.
If he's
go ahead.
Such a well-known person, he should have a stockbroker. There's news. There's the web.
Yes.
And that should not.
I got something better, though. I got a friend in the media. These guys.
Well, if you got friends in the media, then why didn't they call you?
Exactly. Exactly my point.
So, you can't take it out on one person. You need to take it out on all.
What I'm saying is this. I'm in the restaurant business, Jackie, and I'm going to put it to you as bluntly as I can. Do you know how much free booze and free steaks?
Wait a minute, man. I don't get freebies from you.
I don't mean the restaurant business. Who cares? I don't care about that. You're talking about stock.
Because maybe you know who Bill Legatuda is?
No, I sure don't.
Well,
this is the first time I've listened to the station.
He's on national television.
And we all know you're Ted or Ed Bell.
My name is Ted Bell.
Well, Ted Bell, you should have been with the gentleman that was before you, because all we heard about was that he was a gay and he was a journalist. He kept repeating it.
Well, man, I don't know.
And you keep repeating that. If you're such
you know
a well-known person and make all this money, give people jobs, you should have a stockbroker that should call you immediately. You have the news. You have the web. You have people in the media all over from what I gather.
Watch this, Phil. I'm going to make a point. This will be a great point. Watch this.
All right.
Jackie, how much was BP stock last week? You don't know.
I don't know.
You know what?
I don't care.
You know why you don't? Because you don't do what I do. I hire. I expand business. I make money for people. You don't.
Okay.
You are the beneficiary of me making a job.
If you do all this stuff and you're well-known, then your well-known people should call you up to tell you all this.
People.
The gentleman on the radio.
What do you mean the Bill Legatuda? Wait a minute for a second here. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about people that you know very well. I'm talking about the guy over there at ESPN, Chris Myers. These guys, you know the free booze.
Look at Ted, if you were giving out freebies and comping people dinner and drinks, that's your business, okay?
No. That's not my business. That means what they do is they come front and center with the information when I need it. And not one of you guys came up with, hey, Ted, you may want to buy because BP's on the way up.
Why am I the beneficiary of all the heat today?
I don't feel so special. I was on the phone with some of these guys. Now, this lady here, who doesn't understand, ma'am, let me ask you, do you know what a stock, you know what stocks are, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Then you know that you buy low and you sell high.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But you know what?
Well, Mr. Hendry.
That's not, I have friends too, but they don't call me up to give me all the information. If I'm not smart enough to look at the television or look at the web and you're worried about stocks.
What do you need information for?
That's on you.
What do you need? I don't understand what you need information for. What do you need?
Well, maybe she needs information for a lot of things.
Like what?
I said if you need information, you can pull it up. There's other resources.
Absolutely.
Did you just hear what she said? If I need information, I can pull it. That, to me, is the kind of crudity
She didn't say that. She said, pull it up. All right, we're going to take a break here. Jackie, thanks so much. 877-876-PHIL. Talking to Ted Bell about the British Petroleum leak, about the British Petroleum cap, about the price of British Petroleum stock going up, meaning there is confidence in the company again, and he didn't hear anything about it, and he's blaming everybody in the media that he knows. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
Phil, talking with Ted Bell. We also have David Hall.
Where is this commercial?
Yeah. Sorry, but we had a bunch of stuff going on behind the scenes here.
Oh, I asked you for what was the price of that oil before the cap? Yeah, where is it?
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know. For some reason, it's magically impossible to find out.
Well, what do you mean? I want to know what the price of the oil was.
The fact is, the oil was low, and you could have bought it low, and you didn't.
Yeah, because you didn't tell me. Well, what was the price?
I don't know.
I'll find it. Don't worry.
I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills about the price of BP. I know that it went to $37.10.
It was $37.10 on the day that they capped the well, but before that,
I was told that it's 7% below that.
What does that mean? I don't know. What does 7% mean?
Well, you guys are the business people. You know,
I'm a businessman. Yes, Phil, I am a businessman. You're right. I am a businessman. I also have an accountant. So I don't know. When you say 7% of 37, I don't know what that is.
All right. Well, 10% of 37.50 is 10% is $3.70. Okay. So 7%. It must have been about $2.
Dude, oh, bull crap. I remember when the price of BP oil was down around $15-$20 a share.
I'm just telling you what it was. I was told before we went on. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Paul on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Mr. Bell.
What are you doing with the calls here?
Well, we're taking some phone calls from people.
Yeah, the reason I was calling Bill, Bell, is because if you are such a businessman, you would have yourself a stockbroker and wouldn't rely on just the radio station of the people that you sponsor. Because he's not responsible
for... That's what a regular guy does. A regular guy relies on a stockbroker. Ted Bell relies.
Well,
I get my information from all kinds of people. That's how you make money.
Obviously, you're not getting good enough information because if you can't have somebody call you. Now, let me ask you a question. Since you're a big snake guy, do you call all your clients and all of your friends and neighbors and say, "Hey, I got steak on sale this week. Come on down," or can I come to your place and get pissed off at you because you didn't tell me you had steak on sale? You
just said you don't know what you're talking about. No. I'm talking about investing in the stock market to expand my business. What are you trying to expand with my stake? I can only guess.
Well, wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
Businessman, okay?
If you're a businessman, I am a businessman, and if I can find out...
What line of
business? Right here, I just got it. Day before the cap was 35.89, and it was 37.10, so that's 36.10 to 20, carry the 2. Yeah, that's about 7%.
Right.
Okay, so you're telling me that all these people out here that make a lot of money and have a lot of investments out there in Hollywood don't have stockbrokers or investment advisors. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because
I'm telling you that I have very select contacts with the media. These guys in the media know more than stockbrokers know because they are looking at everything. They're looking at all the information. Hendry, as simple as his website, where a lot of these guys go and say stupid stuff, why didn't he pick the phone up and tell me?
Because he's not responsible to. It's not his job.
Because he doesn't think like a guy who makes money thinks. And you don't think like a guy who makes money. Who did you call? Did you call anybody?
I don't need to call anybody because I'm...
When you found out out that the cap got put on that well, did you immediately make a call to your broker?
I don't need to, because I am a broker.
You know why you didn't? You are a broker.
Yeah, because I'm my own broker, so I don't need to call everybody else, and I don't need to rely on listening to the radio station.
How much BP stock did you buy?
I didn't buy a damn thing.
There you go. You blew it.
That's my point. I didn't blow anything.
You blew it. You blew it. Because
no, why do you say he blew it?
Because BP's coming back big. Everyone knows it, and everyone's climbing on board.
All right. Thanks very much for your call, Paul. 877-876-PHIL. Moving on here to Mike. Mike, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. This is really interesting in terms of how people get information.
You're whining, Ted. I think you're upset because your father-in-law.
You know what I do? You know what I do? You know what I do in my life? I make complaints against guys that screw me up.
Potato and they didn't call you. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what I do? I make complaints against guys that screw me up. That's what I do. And when someone sticks it to me, and you know, what does he mean a bad baked potato?
I don't know. Here's Tim. Tim, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Ted, it's your responsibility.
Yeah,
if that stock was that important to you, you would keep an eye on it. Everybody else is watching it. Everybody knew it was going to be tapped this weekend. Yeah,
everybody
knew it was going to be tapped this weekend. That's your responsibility. If you want BP stock that bad, you keep an eye on it. You buy it while it's low. It's not Phil's responsibility to call you.
Did you buy it?
No, why would I? I don't care about BP. BP is still going to be paying for the cleanup.
You don't care about BP.
Did you buy Apple stock when they came out with the iPad or the iPhone?
Oh, wait a minute. You mean the one that the recall on the iPhone 4? No.
Yeah. Did you buy stock in it?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Did you know it was going to be recalled? I don't think so.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. That's how
you know it's going to be.
How did you know that? How did you know that?
I knew it stunk from the get go when everybody was complaining about it. Everybody.
It's going to go up.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Buy yourself a bunch. Apple's done. They're done. They're going to have a recall on this iPhone, and people are going to lose confidence.
Not tapping this thing 90 days earlier. You're dumb for not going and buying the stock before it was capped.
What difference does it make to me if I didn't buy it at 26? I would have bought it at before it was capped if Hendry would have told me.
See, that's just it. You're blaming me.
You obviously didn't care about it beforehand, and now you're just pissed off because Phil didn't tell you anything that you should have known.
I want to know about there's a reason why I have friends in the media.
Yeah, we know, because they're going to give you the information. Because
hold on for a minute, Phil. This is David. I don't want you arguing with a sponsor. Now, this guy can argue because
it's not Phil's responsibility. It's your responsibility if you want
you
to stock that bad.
Why is it not Phil's responsibility if Ted Bell, I don't know where this gentleman's calling from. Where is he calling from?
He's calling from Boston.
Okay, he doesn't know Ted Bell. Do you know Ted Bell?
I don't care.
Sir?
I don't care about Ted Bell.
No. I didn't ask if you cared. Do you know? And you don't.
No,
all right,
you
well,
know what? I probably
it.
Care about
no,
Steve
you know,
Jobs or Bill Gates. You sell steak.
You know what?
Big deal. You run a restaurant. Big deal. It's not about your steak.
Wait a minute.
It's not about your restaurant. It's about BP.
Let me tell you something. It is about BP, and I got someone turned me around and branded me. They put a red-hot branding iron on my you-know-what that said stupid because they didn't do their job. And
you know all these people in the media, but nobody else calls you, and now you're going to blame it on Phil.
I've got to walk the earth with that on my, and I'll say it, on my ass for the rest of my life, because Phil Hendry.
Why don't you call up Fritz Coleman or some of these other guys you know and tell them how they let you down by not giving you the heads up on BP? Thanks very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I don't think the media people got the inside scoop on this because if you were watching the news when they capped the well, they already started talking about the stocks were going to be going up. And most of the experts are already saying that the stock is going to have to go back down because of the cleanup expense.
Why didn't they tell me about it?
Why didn't who tell you about it? This gentleman here saw it. Okay, and people are saying the price of that stock is going to drop again because of the cleanup.
Well, it'll go cleanup, but then they'll clean it up. And then guess what? It goes back up again because you know why? They're still pulling oil out of that well. So I think if I buy now and it drops to, say, $20 a share, and you're going to say, oh, well, why are you getting pissed off because now it's $20 a share? And I'll say, I'm pissed because the reality of $20 a share bothers me. But then it'll go back up again, and I'll probably have sold. And you know why? Because you didn't say anything to me.
Because oh, get out of here. I didn't say anything to you. Hey, make sure, Ted, that you don't sell while the price is low. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL, 12 places not to see before you die.
What's that mean?
It means there's 12 places. Apparently there was a guy that wrote a book, 101 places. He wrote a book. Oh, she wrote a book. Travel writer Catherine Price has experienced dozens of them. And she wrote a book called 101 Places Not to See Before You Die. Well, what if some guy wrote a book of 101 places to see before you die? I don't know what the hell. So,
I think that was a guy that wrote a book about places you should see, like a bucket list.
Yeah, what about the bucket list?
Not the bucket list. That's not got nothing to do with this. There's something else. There's somebody else wrote a book about places you ought to go see before you croak. Anyway, here is the story about the lady that wrote this. 12 places not to see before you die. Actually, it's from her book, 101 places not to see before you die. Here are some of her most memorably awful destinations. So if you don't go to these places, it'll be cool.
Well, I mean, should I avoid it or what do you think about it?
Well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, look, Corbett's Corner in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. This double black diamond ski slope on Rendezvous Mountain is one of the most dangerous in the world thanks to a 30-foot free fall onto a 55-degree slope surrounded by jagged rocks. This must-miss spot for anyone who would prefer not to meet their doom on skis. Corbett's Couleur, I guess.
What's that, a drink?
No, it ain't a drink.
Yeah, you said liqueur.
I didn't. I said Corbett's Couleur. I don't know what that means. Corbett's liqueur. Another one, Four Corners Monument. According to Price, there's nothing to do at the only point where four states intersect. You mean there's a monument to that? I knew that there were four states, New Mexico, Utah, Arizona, and Colorado. New Mexico, Utah.
Let me get a map.
What are you getting a map for?
So you can see.
I can see it. I know what the maps look like. In my mind, I can see it.
What do you mean in your mind, man? Go get the map.
Yeah, I can't see nothing.
Yeah, well, you idiots. You guys couldn't find America on a map. It's four states. It's Arizona, Utah, and whatever the hell. What did I say?
You said Arizona and Utah, New Mexico, and California, I think. I don't know.
California? No, man. New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. That's the Four Corners Monument. Now, the main tourist activity, says this lady, Catherine Price, is getting down on all fours so you can take a picture of yourself in each state. Well, how big is the boundary line, though, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to say, what is that?
Yeah, because if the boundary's thick, how do you know you got to get on all four?
Well, you got to get on all fours so you can touch each state. But where, you know, I don't know. Is the boundary like a certain width?
I know it is on the map. It's like a big black line, but I don't know how wide that is.
Well, that ain't the real boundary, man.
Yeah, well, what is it then?
They put that down there just so you get a general idea. That's not the boundary. Is it a big, thick black line?
Well, what is that then?
That's just so they can show you the state's boundaries, where the actual boundary is.
Well, how big is it?
I don't know. I mean, a boundary between two states, it's probably, there must be some legal definition, but in truth, it's probably something that is infinite or,
What? What do you mean infinite, man? It gotta be like a boundary.
Well, I don't mean infinite, but I mean it's, you can't.
What are you talking about? But give me that.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Right here, see that?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the state of California.
Yeah, but what's that?
That's a boundary line.
Okay, that's probably about 2 miles wide.
You're an idiot. You know why you're an idiot? Because that's just a black line, man.
But how big would you say that is?
Forget it, man. That's not the boundary, man. That's a black line to show you where California and Arizona separate. The boundary's 2 miles wide. Anyway, if you can get down on all fours and be in four states, I got news for you, Jack. You can't. The boundary ain't 2 miles wide.
You want to know something else? If you get down on all fours in four states, you're going to be in trouble because of the laws.
What do you mean?
Sodomy.
And will you shut up about that, man? I was talking about you got a really crude mind.
You said about getting on all fours.
So that one hand can touch one state, another hand can touch it. I'm going to belt you, man. One hand touches one state, another hand touches another state. Your other foot, you're in four states. What are you laughing at?
That means that your thing is hanging over the curtain.
Just shut up.
What do you mean a thing, man?
Look, okay, so that's the Four Corners Monument. Big wow. All it did was get us into an argument about being on all fours. Now, Ibiza in Spain on a family vacation. I remember one time I saw a movie called Young and Free in Ibiza. That was the name of the movie.
Yeah, was it cool?
Well, it had a lot of nudity, man. And I remember thinking, wow, this must be what people do in the summer in Spain. They go to Ibiza. Because it was all these topless chicks. I mean, it was a nonstop party. So I thought, I mean, obviously, and here it is, don't take your family on a vacation there. Located in the Mediterranean Sea, this sun-drenched Spanish island is no place for a beach vacation with kiddies. Ibiza is famous for clubbing, promiscuity, and an abundance of illicit drugs, says Catherine Price. A favorite holiday destination for the world's horniest youth. Ibiza's flesh-bearing clientele and encouragement of casual sex have earned it the nickname Gomorrah of the Mediterranean.
What's that?
Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that?
Uh-uh.
That's in the Bible. Gomorrah and they committed these sins.
Yeah, like Sodom, you know what that one is.
Yeah, what's Gomorrah?
What was Gomorrah?
I don't know.
It was another sin.
Is that the sin of being straight?
The sin of being straight. What, you say that because of sodomy?
Yeah, if Sodom is sodomy, Gomorrah must be like gonorrhea or something.
Gonorrhea? I don't know, bud.
You should know.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff I should know, man. I should have known what the price of BP stock was, but I didn't. Gomorrah, the sin of heterosexuality. How do I know, man? But that happens to be what they call it, the Gomorrah of the Med. Maybe it is, because there's all of these. They don't call it the Sodom of the Med. The largest rock, this is the Blarney Stone. Get a load of this, man. This is another big, fat, wasted amount of time, according to Catherine Price, in the 12 places not to see before you die. So we've said that this Corbett's Kallur in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, a 30-foot free fall onto a 55-degree slope, you'll die as sure as God made you if you're a skier. Then there's the Four Corners Monument where four states meet. Big wow. Then there's Ibiza, Spain on a family vacation. I mean, I'm sure Dad could have a lot of fun just sitting and gawking, but it's a drug and sex-infested hole filled with chlamydia. Oh, God.
Dad, I knew you're not serious.
I'm not. I don't know what to say, man. All right, the Blarney Stone.
What, the Blarney Stone's when you're full of, like, that's what the Irish people call BS, right?
Yeah. Isn't that right?
Yeah, Blarney. Blarney is BS. The Blarney Stone actually exists. It's in wherever the hell it is, Ireland. It's a huge rock set in the battlements of Blarney Castle near the Irish town of Cork in the 1300s. It is said to bless those who kiss it with the gift of eloquence. Blarney.
Kiss what?
Kiss the stone.
Oh.
The stone's actual powers, what'd you think? Kiss somebody's rear end?
Yeah, that's what you was thinking, wasn't it?
It was.
Hey, bud, you know what, man? Cool it, because you're not funny.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, I know, but you're not funny. The stone's actual powers are debatable, says Price. Really? But one thing's for sure, the Blarney Stone is a germaphobe's nightmare. Boy, no kidding. Kissed by more than 400,000 people per year, it's covered with trace bits of spit left behind with every pucker. Wow.
Oh, man. That probably swine flu H1N1 heaven, man.
Yeah. bitching people wear masks there and everything.
You know, what's the point of wearing a mask there, man? If you're going to take your mask off and kiss the Blarney Stone, you're going to get whatever diseases are left behind. All right, the next one is Kingman Reef. Although the water around the small Pacific Ocean reef 1,000 miles south of Hawaii is teeming with marine life and coral, a visit is hardly worth the trouble, says Price. Kingman Reef is an uninhabited spit of smashed coral and shells decorated by occasional pieces of human-made flotsam, plastic bottles, broken bits of styrofoam, and a large number of widowed flip-flops. So it's just a big garbage dump. Organ Pipe Cactus National Monument, located in Arizona and the U.S.-Mexico border. Organ Pipe, which is why most people go, is a national park known for more... What are you looking at?
That's pretty crude.
Oh, really? You're the guy that came up with, you know, Gomorrah and chlamydia.
Now, what do they call that? They call it the chlamydia of the med.
No, they don't, man. Anyway, Organ Pipe and then Stonehenge. Oh, she says Stonehenge is a big yawner. Juarez, Mexico sucks. Black Rock City during the Burning Man Festival blows. Gloucester cheese rolling is just forget it. And the mummies of Guanajuato. How about that, huh?
Phil Hendry.
And the Winchester Mystery House.